The Divorce Mill of the Midwest, on this moment of Indiana history. Although the current divorce rate seems formidable, in mid-19th century Indiana, the institution of marriage was already in jeopardy. Until 1873, unhappily married individuals flocked to the Hoosier State to take advantage of some of the most liberal divorce laws in the country. Indiana judges were inclined to grant a divorce decree as a matter of course in every case where the defendant did not appear and oppose it. The applicant had only to provide proof of residence and swear under oath that there was statutory cause for the petition. The absence of a requirement concerning the length of one's residency in Indiana, coupled with language allowing courts to dissolve marriages for any other cause deemed proper, made the Hoosier State a prime destination for prospective divorcees, while tarnishing its reputation nationwide. An 1858 story in the Chicago Press and Tribune wrote of the divorce scandal in Indiana and speculated why Hoosiers had tolerated this crying disgrace for so long. In another editorial that year, the same newspaper urged reform, charging that Indiana lawmakers had practically legalized free love and its endless and nameless abominations, not only for themselves, but for half the Union besides. The state did reform its divorce laws in the 1870s, and in 1889, the Chicago Daily Tribune remarked that Indiana's fame as a quick and easy divorce mill was being eclipsed by other states' lax laws for ending marriages. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.